Lord, in the power of your Spirit, speak your word to us this day. Amen. A few short weeks ago, we heard about a young boy who confidently stands in front of a giant of an opponent with only a slingshot and 5 smooth stones. David faces the threat of Goliath as simply himself, shunning the protection of the armor offered to him. He places his trust in the Lord, who had saved him from the paw of the lion and of the bear when he was keeping sheep for his father. Standing alone and with a certain naive confidence, David becomes the hope of a nation. After that, somewhere along the way to becoming a leader, David loses his way. His trust in the Lord turns into believing that he can have whatever and whomever he desires, whenever he wants, and at whatever cost to others. Naive confidence changes to arrogant abuse of power. Choosing self-interest over everything else, David causes pain all around him. Interestingly, this story of David is matched this Sunday with the feeding of the 5,000, where another boy is at the turning point of the story. For somehow, among the huge crowd, the panicked disciples find him and his lunch of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Knowing that hospitality is paramount, the disciples are embarrassed by this inadequacy. Uncertain and doubtful, they have to rely on Jesus to make something out of nothing. Each of these stories shows a different side of our humanity, from innocent confidence to blatant and cruel abuse of power to being surprised by grace. The intriguing details, intense emotion, and dramatic consequences of each vignette pull at our souls as we recognize pieces of ourselves. Some of the time, we are at our very best. Other times, we act out of our worst selves. Most of the time, we muddle along, somewhere in the middle, falling between the extremes. In this everyday place, it is good to remember the full capacity and inadequacy of our humanity. How we are no better or no worse than anyone else, and that we are surrounded by God's abundance. There is a story about a group of tourists who have gone out on the water on a raft, and they are completely lost. They've been out there for hours in the sweltering hot sun, and they've run out of food and water. Of course, they are panicking and arguing and bickering about what to do. Eventually, they all perish. But the most tragic part of this story is not that they died. It is that the water they were floating on turned out to be fresh water. They were surrounded by everything that they needed. The same can be said of us. We are surrounded by joy, laughter, and love. We are surrounded by generosity, empathy, and compassion. We are surrounded by truly amazing people doing truly amazing things. We need only choose to look for it, to see it, and to acknowledge it. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, asserts that God is moving in our lives to accomplish more than we can ask or imagine. In that middle muddle of our lives, often we think too small and expect too little. We need to expect great things from God and great things from ourselves. Paul's words challenge us to ponder what it means to live in the fullness of God. His prayer is that we will experience spiritual abundance, living out of the loving wisdom of God. God's power is in and around us, and always ready to bring forth great things. We simply need to remain open to the possibility of being surrounded by everything that we need. We don't need to wait until there is a fire, or the loss of a mentor, or some other difficult storm in our lives to recognize that there has been abundance there all along. Amy Schmidt captures this in her poem, which is simply entitled Abundance. It's impossible to be lonely when you're zesting an orange. Scrape the soft rind once, and the whole room fills with fruit. Look around. You have more than enough. Always have. You just didn't notice until now. A life of abundance rises out of our truest selves. It is an antidote to abusive power, and it heals our inadequacies. If you know the words, please join me. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.